Ginger Rogers, Fred McMurray, and Charles Coburn. The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you to the Gulf Theater, the one place where you meet all your favorite stars. Tonight, the Gulf Theater presents Ginger Rogers, Fred McMurray, Charles Coburn, Oscar Bradley and the Gulf Orchestra, and your host, the director of the Gulf Theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight's play from the Gulf Theater is Vivacious Lady, an RKO comedy written by Ann Chapin, Ernest Pagano, and Kevin Riper, and adapted by Charles Tazwell and John L. Green. We've really had a lot of fun at rehearsals in the Gulf Theater this week with Ginger Rogers, Fred McMurray, and Charles Coburn. Maybe one reason we've had so much fun is the fact that it's always a pleasure to do something to help others. For you probably know, the money which would ordinarily go to our stars and writers, Gulf gives instead to meet the needs of the Motion Picture Relief Fund and to build a home for the less fortunate members of the picture industry. Tonight we meet Ginger Rogers as Francie, the nightclub singer, Fred McMurray as Peter Morgan, Charles Coburn as Peter's father, President Morgan, and as a starter, I play Peter's cousin, Keith. The time is 1 a.m., the place the Club Coquette on 52nd Street in New York. Peter Morgan is threading his way among the crowded tables looking for his cousin, Keith. He stops at a table near the dance floor where Keith is blissfully asleep.
Hey, Keith, come on, wake up.
What, darling?
It's me, sweetheart.
Oh, Cousin Peter, sit down.
Thanks.
Oh, wait, not there.
Why not?
That's her chair.
Whose chair?
Francie's. Sit over here.
Okay. Now listen, Keith.
Francie's gorgeous.
The 4 a.m. train leaves for Old Sharon at exactly 4 a.m.
What eyes. What hair. What time?
4 a.m. And you're going to be on it dead or alive.
Francie's beautiful.
Now look, Keith, I'm going to get you out of this.
Out of what?
I don't know how many promises you've made this Francie, but I'll handle it. I know the type. Cold, hard, grasping with absolutely no scruples.
Now look, Peter.
You know what a scandal would do to my father and old Sharon.
Well, sure, but listen, Peter.
And mother's heart. You want her to have another attack?
Well, of course not.
All right, then. Go back to the hotel and get our bags. I'll wait here for this Francie and tell her off. When I get through telling her, believe me, she'll stay told.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Where's Keith?
He had to run along. I'm his cousin, Peter Morgan.
Oh, that's nice.
You mean my being his cousin?
No, he's standing me up like this.
Standing you? You couldn't. You're not Francie, are you?
Yes. Well, can I ask you to sit down?
Oh, sure, please do. See, I wasn't expecting it. That is, Keith told me, but I didn't believe him. But you really are even more than he said you were.
Say, what's the matter with you?
You?
What's the matter with me?
Well, nothing. That's just it. You're wonderful.
Look, are you tight?
Oh, no. I'm not intoxicated. I'm just...
No, really.
Well, here's the only way I can describe it. When I was a little boy in Old Sharon...
I'm beginning to think everybody comes from Old Sharon.
Well, I'm a botany professor. My father's president.
What happened to Roosevelt?
I mean, he's the president of Old Sharon University.
Oh.
Well, you see, the father was driving along in his car one day, and being a little absent-minded about small details, he ran over me.
He did?
Well, that's exactly how I feel now.
Run down?
Oh, no, just the opposite. I looked at you and something hit me.
Oh, well, we put it a little different. We say, we feel like we've been hit by a truck.
Oh, that's very good. Look, do you sing again?
No, I'm through.
Oh, you're through, huh?
I usually stick around, but tonight I thought I'd... get a little air.
Oh, like to get some air, huh?
Yes. Such a wonderful night. Such a beautiful moon.
Wonderful night.
Yes, well, all right. Yes, I better be going.
I have to go.
Look, Peter, do you want to take me home or don't you?
I was sort of hoping to...
Well, then, for heaven's sake, let's go.
Oh.
here. The horse is neighing in his sleep. I've got to go home.
I thought you said you liked hansom cabs.
I do like them, and I like Central Park, but we've been riding for hours.
Oh, Francie, it's early yet.
Early in the morning. You're going to miss your train to Old Sharon.
Yeah. Francie.
Yes, Peter?
Francie, do you like the place you're living?
Well, it's not so bad.
Oh, I just thought maybe there might be something you didn't like about it. I mean, maybe the plumbing's bad, or there's mice, or people upstairs fighting all the time.
No.
It's too bad.
Why?
Well, I just... If you didn't like it, I thought maybe you could move someplace else, you know, like, Old Sharon, for instance.
Oh, I couldn't get a job singing in Old Sharon.
Oh, you wouldn't need a job if you were... You were the wife of one of the professors.
No, I wouldn't need... What?
Oh, I know you couldn't even consider it. No harm in asking.
Wait a minute. Did you just ask me to marry you?
I don't blame you for turning me
down. Peter, I...
realize there's not much to being a professor's wife.
But don't you see, I...
You're too dull for a girl like you.
I don't think it would be...
small and quiet and...
But I'd like
to... It's a one-horse town.
Peter, will you please be quiet and long enough for me to say yes?
Did you say yes?
Yes!
Oh, gosh, that truck just hit me again.
Old Sharon. Next stop, Old Sharon.
Francie, this is it.
Peter, do I look all right?
You're beautiful, Cousin Francie.
You didn't ask you, Cousin Keith, and stop holding my wife's hand.
Hey, the train's slowing down.
Think your father and Helen will be waiting on the platform, Peter?
Who's Helen?
Oh, she's just the girl Peter's engaged to.
Engaged? Why, you're a bigamist.
Oh, I didn't propose to her. Francie's father did.
Helen's a thoroughbred, you know. Blue blood, black tongue, shiny nose. What did your father say about your marriage?
Well, he doesn't know yet.
Peter, I thought you telegraphed.
Well, I was going to, but I decided to tell him personally.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, the train's stopping. Peter, Peter, maybe I'd better not meet your father just yet.
Oh, no, don't be scared. I'm not.
Well, I am. I'd better go someplace until you've broken the news, huh?
Sure, you can wait at my place, Francie.
Yeah,
don't you think
be
it'd
better.
Be better? But after you tell your father, I'll bring her right over. Now,
yeah,
come on, move. We've got to get off.
Oh, yeah, but Keith...
Hurry up now. Watch it. Here's the steps.
Oh, wait, wait.
Oh, darling.
Come on, come on. Now, break it up. Break it up. This way, Cousin Francie.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Peter, darling.
Goodbye, Francie.
Peter?
Oh, yes, Dad.
Peter, hello, dear.
Oh, hello, Helen.
Peter, who is that girl?
Dad, I want to tell you about her.
You don't have to. I saw her with my own eyes. I sent you to bring Keith home. I didn't expect you to be weak enough to allow you to bring that blonde here.
Oh, now, look, Dad, she's a nice
girl.
We'll
discuss this later.
But, Dad,
I have a board meeting at the university. You may use the car to take Helen home.
Come, darling.
Oh, Dad, wait, I've got something to tell you.
Later, my boy, later on.
Oh, Peter, here comes that awful girl.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, hello. Helen, Francie, Helen.
I just had to thank your fiancé for everything he's done for me, Helen. I had such a wonderful time.
Really?
When I think of it, I just break out in goose flesh all over. Did you ever break out?
Not lately.
I'll always think of you, Mr. Morgan. And here's something to remember me by.
Well,
goodbye, and be sure and call me.
Why, she kissed you, that cheap little hussy.
Yeah. Isn't she wonderful?
Hello?
Francie.
Oh, Peter, darling, I've been waiting hours for you to call.
Oh, I've been waiting for Father to come home from the board meeting so I could tell him about us. Wait a minute, I just hear the front door.
Oh, I hope it's your father.
Yeah, I think it is. Now, you hold the phone so I'm here. As soon as I break the news, I'll give you his reaction.
Okay,
Peter.
Darling.
Oh, hello, Dad.
Peter,
hold the wire, Miss Plotkin. I'll be right with you.
Peter, you have a meeting of the student council tomorrow.
Peter.
And you're taking Helen to the prom tonight.
Well, Dad, I want to explain to you about that girl you saw this morning at the station.
I decided to give the matter no more thought.
But, Dad,
The subject is closed, Peter.
The subject is not closed. It can't be closed.
Peter, is that you?
Now you'll see you've disturbed your mother.
Well, I'm sorry, but I feel that there's a time when...
Are you and Peter arguing?
Yes, Mother, we were. I won't be treated like an infant.
Don't shout! Shouting is the effort of a limited mind to express itself.
Oh dear.
Oh, Mother.
My heart. My poor heart.
Now you see what you've done.
Well, I'll help you to your room, Mother.
I'll take her. You've done enough as it is.
Oh.
Come, Mother.
Yes.
Lean on me. I don't know what children are coming to. You lie down and I'll...
Oh, hello. Francie, you still there?
Yeah, do you want me to come over now?
Oh, no, you better not just yet. I didn't get a chance to tell Dad about you. Mother just had a heart attack.
A heart? Oh, that's all?
Yeah, she has a bad heart.
Oh, Peter, this is awful. We've got to do something about us.
Yeah. Well, look, Francie, how'd you like to go to the prom tonight?
Oh, well, I'd love to, Peter.
I'll ask Keith to bring you.
Keith?
Yeah, you see, my folks will be there, and I think with the music and you to look at, I think I can break the news.
Darling, well, all right. But, Peter, the best years of my life are fading fast. I'll see you at the prom.
Talk to my own wife. I have to cut in and take her away from some undergraduate.
Well, I didn't make the rules. I hope your father and mother are here.
Yeah, they're here. Helen, too.
Oh, yes. I saw you dancing with her. What was that, the clinging vine clutch?
I had to dance with her, Francie. She came out of the stag line and tagged me. Come on, here's the balcony. Now, you stay right out here till I get Father and bring him out to meet you.
Oh, darling, I've got the shakes.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Huh? And why are you shaking?
Oh, just sympathetic reaction.
Oh, Peter, kiss me or I'll collapse.
There. How's that? Feel better?
Mm-hmm. Kiss me again.
There.
Now I'll bring your father quick.
All right, now, don't move. Just keep your chin up and I'll be right back.
Yeah. Keep your chin up. Look him straight in the eye. Keep your chin up. Chin up.
I wouldn't try holding your chin like that in a high wind. You might take off.
Ha ha. Very funny.
You're the strange little girl who was on the train, aren't you, Francie?
And you're the nasty little girl who was on the platform, aren't you, Helen?
Do you mind if I say I dislike you intensely?
Your nose is shiny. Go away.
If I'd interest you to know that Peter and I are to be married next month.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. He needs a wife to protect him from a certain type of woman.
Yes, that's true. I noticed the way you danced with him.
What do you mean by that?
If you'd been any closer to him, you'd have been behind him.
I want to scratch your eyes out.
Look, why don't you stop being a dope?
Why, you common little...
Now, that was a silly thing to do, Helen. Very silly. Because now, you see, I'll have to...
Ow! Why, you contemptible little nothing. I dare you to slap me again.
Oh, you dare me? Well...
Oh! Don't you shush me. And don't you dare slap me again. You can't beat me like this.
Oh, I can try.
Oh!
Now, don't scream.
I'll scream as loud as I want to.
Well, go ahead, then. Let yourself out. Here's a little start.
Oh!
Right out of here, Dad.
Help him, save me.
Hey, let go of my head.
Helen, what's going on
that
here?
That woman, she...
Hello, Peter.
That woman there.
Who, me?
There must be some mistake
keep
here,
quiet,
Dad.
Peter. Oh. What happened, Helen?
She slapped me.
She slapped me first.
But she slugged me.
I did not.
You did, too.
If I'd have slugged you, I'd have hit you like this.
Oh! Helen, old girl. Buck up.
Oh, gosh, she's fainted.
Fainted nothing. That was a clean knockout.
Get that girl out of here and get her off the campus and get her out of town.
Oh, Dad. Oh, gee, Francie, I'm afraid you didn't make much of a hit with Father.
Yeah. No hits, no runs in my era. Oh, I'm sorry, Peter, but I don't belong in old Sharon.
Oh, no,
oh, it
Francie,
just won't work, Peter. I don't fit in. And before something dreadful happens and you stop loving me, I'm going back to New York.
So ends our first act. While we're waiting for the curtain to rise again, we leave old Sharon with its ivy-covered walls and its professor of botany, and we hear from the Gulf Theater's professor of home economics. Johnny?
Well, thank you, Roger. Folks, when the hinges on one of the doors in your home start squeaking, you get busy and stop that squeak right away. And even on a simple thing like a door hinge, you naturally try to use the right kind of oil. Well, when it comes to stopping squeaks and stiffness in a complicated mechanism like your automobile, the right lubricant is even more important. That's why it's such a good idea to stop in at your local Good Gulf dealers for some of that fine Gulf Flex lubrication service. Gulf Flex registered lubrication gives your car the advantage of five remarkable Gulf Flex lubricants, all specially developed for modern driving conditions. Your automobile will ride easier and steer easier over a longer period of time if you have it Gulf Flex. And by the way, while you're at your Good Gulf dealers, better have the lubricant in the transmission and differential chains, too. It pays in dollars and cents, as well as in extra satisfaction, to make an early stop at the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc. ¶¶
And now the curtain of the Gulfstream Guild Theater is about to rise on the second act of our comedy, Vivacious Lady, starring Ginger Rogers as Francie, Fred McMurray as Peter, and Charles Coburn as his father, President Morgan of Old Sharon University. It's the day following Francie's KO fight with Helen at the college prom. Francie, weakening under Peter's pleading, is still in Old Sharon. They're walking across the campus.
I tell you, this situation is only temporary, Francie.
That's what you keep saying.
Just as soon as Dad cools off, I'll talk to him.
Hello, Professor Morgan.
Hello, Collins.
Woo-hoo!
How do you like the Martha Gregory apartment?
Well, the desk clerk seems rather suspicious.
Why? Did you tell him you were married?
Well, no, that's just it. I registered as Miss Francie Brent, but my bag had your initials on it.
Afternoon, Professor Morgan.
Good afternoon, Cartwright.
The student body seems to approve of me.
So will my family. Look, Francie, I'll come up to your apartment and see you tonight.
Well, what about the desk clerk?
Oh, I'll tell him I'm your botany professor and I've come to give you an examination or something.
All right, teacher.
I'll be there at 7.
Oh, darling, kiss me.
Oh, sweetheart.
Hello, Professor. Woo-hoo!
Where do you think you're going?
Apartment 307, clerk, Mrs. Francie Brent.
Oh, no. The Martha Gregory apartments are exclusively for women.
Yes, but I'm her botany professor.
Her botany professor. That's a new one.
But it's important that I see her.
You can't go upstairs.
I'll write that. Can I talk to her on the house phone?
This is the house phone.
Will you ring Miss Brent, please?
Hello?
Miss Brent?
Oh, Peter, darling, I've been waiting and waiting.
I'm sorry. I guess I won't be able to have a lesson tonight. The clerk won't let me up.
Oh, well, then I'll be right down.
No, Francie, this has gone on long enough. I'm going straight home and tell Dad or Bust.
Oh, that's wonderful, darling. Oh, I won't be able to sleep until I know what he says.
Well, I'll see you later somehow and tell you.
But you can't get by the clerk.
Yeah, I know, Francie. Are you safe up there? I mean, have you got a fire escape? You know, just in case of fire.
A nice one.
Francie, hey, open the window.
Peter, just a second. I'll unlock it.
Gosh, it's quite a climb.
Oh, darling, I thought you'd never get
well,
here.
Francie, I told Father.
What did he say?
He was still saying it when I left.
Oh, I see.
But I don't care what he says, Francie.
Oh, yes, you do, darling.
No, I don't.
It just won't work this way. Look, don't you think I'd better go back to New York?
Oh, no, Francie, you're not all right.
You know, until you sort of straighten things out.
Oh, but I want you here.
And then you can send for me. I think that's the sensible thing to do, don't you?
Well,
don't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, put your arms around me.
Francie.
We try to be alone and can't be. And now when we are alone, we have to say goodbye. Peter, will you write to me?
Sure, I'll write to you. Every day.
What will you say?
I'll say, Dear Francie.
Oh, please make it stronger.
Francie, darling. Francie, darling, I'm miserable without you.
Oh, Peter. I can't go.
Of course you can't.
Yes. Who is it?
Clerk, Miss Brent. Someone reported a man on the fire escape. Are you all right?
Sure, she's all.
Peter.
What was that?
Quick, the fire escape.
Who's in there?
Goodbye, darling.
Open this door.
Be careful, don't fall.
Yeah. Do you hear me? Open this door.
Coming.
Where is he? Where is that man?
What man?
What man? What's the matter with you?
Terrible cold. Laryngitis.
Oh, it was you. I could have sworn I heard a man's voice.
Who was it?
Well, don't worry. Martha Gregory's service is mother away from home. Now, you go to bed, take some hot tea, lemon, molasses, and butter, put them all together.
And they spell mother. Goodbye. Hello?
There's a Mrs. Morgan on her way up to see you.
Huh? Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Just a minute. Oh, well, hello, Mrs. Morgan.
Good evening. You'll forgive the late call, I hope, Miss Brent. Of course, Mrs. Morgan. Come in, please.
Thank you. I'm Peter's mother.
Yes, I thought you were.
I know everything about you and Peter.
You do? Oh, I'm so glad. You know, we've been scared to death to tell you we were married.
What was that?
Listen, I've been so worried thinking what might happen that maybe I'd lose him.
Gee,
it's pretty hard to think of giving something up that you're so crazy about.
Miss Brent.
Oh, I know it sounds silly to fall so completely for anybody all at once, but I did. One look, and I knew he was the guy. Well, you know, you're his own mother. What did he tell you about me?
Nothing.
What?
Helen spoke to me about you, but this is the first time I've heard you're Peter's wife. May I sit down?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's quite all right.
Well, can I get you some water or...
Haven't you any beer? Beer? Well, just give me a cigarette.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Mrs. Morgan, mm-hmm. You mustn't. Peter said you were subject to heart attacks, and you're not going to...
Have you a match?
Here.
Thank you.
Well, how do you feel?
I feel fine. You know, I like you.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Oh, but your heart, you really
My heart trouble is a convenience, my dear. I use it on my husband when I want my own way.
Stop! You can't go in there!
Get out of my head.
That sounds like my husband's.
Eleanor, put down that cigarette.
I'll do nothing of the kind, Henry, and stop shouting.
So, Miss Brent, you married my son. May I ask why?
Because I love him, and because I wanted to be his wife, Mr. Morgan.
Do you know that when he married you, he threw away his future? The only solution of this situation is a quiet divorce.
You're not grading papers or dismissing classes, Mr. Morgan. Peter is my husband.
You're forcing me to ask him to resign his position at Old Sharon University. Come, Mother, you're going home.
No, Henry, I'm staying here.
What's that, Eleanor?
For 30 years, I've done just as you said, all for Old Sharon. But now I'm through. I'm walking out.
Eleanor, you'd better come home.
No, Henry. Francie's the first nice thing that's happened to our family in years. And if she has to leave, I'll leave. We'll both get a divorce.
Port! All aboard!
Push that bag under the seat, Porter.
Yeah.
Well, we're on our way, Mother.
Yes, I feel so free.
Cigarette?
No, I don't seem to want one. I guess I only smoke because my husband disapproved.
What's the matter, ma'am? If he wouldn't let me smoke, I wouldn't give up smoking. I'd give up my husband.
It all depends upon what you enjoy the most.
New York, such fun.
So many gay places.
Go wherever we want to go.
Do whatever we want to do.
With no husband
to order us around or worry us. I hate New York.
So do I.
Lady sure does cry a nice trip.
I'm going into my compartment.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I think we hit something.
Oh, look. Look, there's a wrecked car by the side of the train.
Oh, dear.
Now, don't you worry, ladies. I'll be back in a flash with a crash. Everything's all right, folks. We're going to get going again in just a minute now. I'll take a look out here on the platform. Hey, you two gentlemen can't climb on this here train?
We're on. Look, Porter, is there a blonde young lady on this train?
Is she crying?
I hope so.
Right down there, sir. Compartment B.
Tell me, Porter, is there another lady aboard?
She crying, too?
I should think so.
Mm-hmm. Right down there, compartment C.
Come on, this way, Dad.
I do think we could have found a less expensive way of stopping this train, Peter.
Well, next time you think something.
Whoever heard of parking a car on a railroad crossing and letting the train hit it?
Well, here's Mother's compartment.
Well, I guess I'll not.
Why, Henry.
Yes, Eleanor. Enough of this nonsense. I've come to take you home. Eleanor.
Well, Dad, it looks like you've got to make a decision. The question of what you want most, Mother or your own way.
Hmm. Well, I suppose even I could be wrong. Oh, Eleanor, it's Henry. I was in that car that was wrecked. Oh, my poor heart.
Oh,
Henry, you poor darling. Come in. Come in and lie down, dear. Come on.
Now, let's see. Compartment B.
Come in.
Hello, Patsy.
Peter. Peter, how did you get here?
Well, Dad and I hopped on to ask you and Mother to come back to old Sharon. Will you, Francie?
Oh, Peter, darling. I've been so miserable thinking I'll never see you again.
So have I, Francie.
Well, aren't you going to kiss me?
What do you think?
Peter.
Oh, sweetheart.
Ginger Rogers, Fred McMurray, and Charles Coburn for a swell performance. And now, don't go away, because in just a moment, we'll have the Gulf question box. And when that comes,
can I say it now, Mr. Pryor?
Not now, Oscar. As I was saying, it's time for the Gulf question
box. What's the matter with Oscar, Roger?
Oh, nothing.
There is two something, Miss Rogers. Mr. Pryor promised me a part in tonight's play. I was to be a conductor on the train. And he never gave me the signal to speak my lines after all my practice.
Oh, come on, Roger. Give little Oscar his big chance.
But, Fred, the play's over.
Well, okay. Look, Oscar, it's your big moment. The train pulls into a junction. It stops. You run through the train at top speed and shout...
Change cars! All change! All change! Woo!
Well, Oscar, as a conductor, you're great. And although I'm not a conductor, I'd like to say all change myself. Only with a different meaning. All motorists change the oil in your crankcase for fresh Gulf Pride motor oil. That old winter-grade oil is probably thinned out by now, but with all the late snowfalls and cold weather. So change today to summer-grade Gulf Pride. Gulf Pride is different from other motor oils. It's made differently. Refined from 100% pure Pennsylvania crude, not by conventional methods alone, but also by the famous Alclor process that only Gulf uses. Now, this extra refining process removes up to 20% more carbon and sludge-forming elements. Gives you less reason than ever before to worry about engine protection. So this year, give yourself a dollars and cents demonstration of the way Gulf Pride saves you money by stopping where you see the sign of the orange disc at your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer.
Thank you, Johnny. And now once again comes time for the Gulf question box. Remember, you must answer my questions correctly or pay a forfeit. First, a quick quiz for Ginger Rogers, whose latest picture for RKO is Primrose Path. Ginger, tell me, what beloved screen veteran once served as a colonel in the Chinese Army?
Chinese Army.
Got you this time.
Couldn't be Mickey Rooney.
No, I'm afraid it wasn't, and you're only allowed one guess, so now I have to tell you. Ginger, it was Lewis Stone. He served as a colonel with the Chinese forces until the outbreak of the Boxer Rebellion. And so I'm afraid you've got to pay a forfeit.
Oh, boy.
Ginger, this morning, I heard you say that your grandfather, Smokey, was 74 years old today.
That's right.
Well, if that's right, in honor of such a happy occasion, you must sing Happy Birthday to you, just like they do with a singing telegram.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Grandpappy Smokey. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Ginger Rogers, and our own congratulations. Well, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tune in the Gulf Theater next Sunday night at the same time, and you'll hear Bob Hope, Ann Sheridan, and Elvia Cobina Allman, with music, as always, by Oscar Bradley and his Gulf Orchestra. Next week, following, we present Spencer Tracy and Rosalind Russell. And beginning 3 weeks from tonight, Gulf brings you the celebrated adventures of Ellery Queen. So until next Sunday night, this is Roger Pryor saying good night, everybody, for your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer.
All the things you are is from very warm for me. The Gulf Theater originates at Earl Carroll's in Hollywood, and this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.